Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 27th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stobe.
And I'm Tanunoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's forthcoming elections.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's harmonized elections set for Monday.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, says it is ready for the general elections featuring 22 presidential candidates and hundreds of council and parliamentary aspirants. More than 5 million people are set to cast their votes in the crucial poll.
Presidential frontrunners, President Emmerson Mnangagwa of the ruling ZANU-PF party and Mr. Nelson Chamisa of the MTC alliance are confident of winning the elections. Other candidates, including former Deputy Prime Minister Thokozani Khupe and former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, say they are ready for the elections.
While some Zimbabweans are calling for change, others say they will vote for the ruling party, which has ruled the country for over 38 years. Are Zimbabweans ready for elections? Join us right now as we discuss this and other election-related issues.
If you wish to join the show, phone us at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yebuhambe bathandekayo linjani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke-ke zomhlaba. Ye, lapha-ke sikhuluma ngezokhetho, siyakwazi ukuthi ukhetho luyakwenziwa ngomvulo. IZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithi bona ngokwabo sebezimisele ukuthi benze ukhetho, sebethwele ama-ballot boxes, ama-ballot papers, lakho konke okufunakalayo, badinga labantu ukuthi baye kuma-polling stations. Sikhuluma nje sibili ukhanya ngazani abanye vele sebefike endaweni zangkhona lapho kumele kuvotelwe khona. Bose kusithi abanye baqasa ukuhamba kusasa kuze buya la ngesonto besiya lapho kuvotelwa khona. Kuzobuya lo Zulu sizwa kuthiwa abantu bazimisele ukuthi bazavota, kodwa kuthiwa kumele bakhumbule ukuthi bavotela ngaphi. Ngoba lo nyaka nxa kuseza ukhetho kumele uye polling station lapho wabhalisela khona ukuvota. Nxa sikhangele-ke kanyenzani imikhankaso isiphela-ke baba Wande. Imikhankaso yonke sigqitshwa khathesi kungani ukhetho solusiba khona. Kuzobuya-ke nxa sikhangele abanye bathi bafuna inguquko, abanye bathi hatshi bazaphila leZANU-PF njengoba yibo abayifunayo.
Dubezulu zacho zvinonakidza chose. Hamungambonzwisisi kuti vanhu vanofunga vakatarisa kupi, asi kuti munoona kuti vanhu vane zvido zvakasiyana siyana. Nhasi tiri kutarisa zvekare nenyaya yesarudzo dziri kuitika mazuva maviri ari kuuya. Chinhu chikuru zvikuru munyika yeZimbabwe ichochi. Kune vazhinji vari kuti ZANU-PF yanga ichitonga kwemakore makumi matatu nemasere. Saka iko zvizvo toda kuti dino zvinhu zvambochinja, toda kumbopindura zvinhu. Asi vamwe vanoti aiwa, isu tiri kuvhotera ZANU-PF nyange zvazvo zvinhu zvakadaro. Saka nhasi toda kutarisa nyaya iyoyi tichiona kuti vanhu vanofungei mumazuva mashomanana iwawo asara. Vakwikwidzi vakuru vari kuonekwa zvikuru kupfuura vamwe ndivo vamunangagwa mutungamiri wenyika navanelson chamisa vemdc alliance. Ndo vanonzi ndo vari pamusoro kupfuura vamwe vese. Saka vanhu vanoona sokuti ava ndo vanokwikwidzana pachavo, vamwe vese ava kuda pamwe havanyatsosvika panotarisirwa navanhu. Saka toda kuti tione kuti vanhu vanofungei nazvo, nokuti varume vaviri vavava vose vanokofunga kuti ivo vanobudirira. Saka regai tichanzwa kuti munofungei nazvo, motifonera tikokufonerai tiko hurukuru pamusoro pezvizvi. Dhuve,
yes, we have got an in-studio guest, that is Mr. Leon Hartwell, who is an independent political analyst. He was a special advisor at the Netherlands Embassy in Zimbabwe. Mr. Hartwell, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
We also have our reporter in Harare, that is Chonga Kandemiri. Chonga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. How are you?
Very fine. How are you?
I'm happy to hear from you.
Yes, it's so good to get in touch with you. And thank you so much for giving us a lot of info, a lot of videos, a lot of everything that maybe we need from you. So right now, can you give us a feeling on the ground? What is taking place right now?
So far, from the people I've spoken to, Gibbs, they are ready to go to the polls on Monday. They are saying they are ready. And the mood also is, the air, the atmosphere is ready too, because you can see many people around town, some talking about the elections, some with regalia, wearing regalia of mainly ZANU-PF and MDC Alliance. So it's a sign that people are ready. And I think they are also being conscientized by their respective political parties and independent candidates. They are telling their people to go up and vote on Monday.
Any incidents of violence, nothing?
So far, I've not come across any form of violence. But it's just hearsay that there is intimidation, there is violence. I spoke to a council candidate in Goromonzo West. He was saying that people are being threatened there. But, you know, you are hearing from one side. We need to hear from the other side to ascertain whether it's true or not.
Yes.
Earlier on today, I spoke to... hello, Jonga.
Magadio, wande.
Jiripo magadio, zeyo.
I wonder mpe nyu, kanano.
Nasi nambuta ora na wa Elasto Mugwadi, chairman wa Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. Ndicho wafunza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei uyezve macomplaints mazhinji akauya achibva kuvanhu ndaapi. Vangotaura nyaya dzemaposters. Uyezve nenyaya dzema traditional leaders vari kuita sokuti sokumanikidza vanhu kuti vaende kunovhota vachivaudza pokuvhotera. Imi kugara kwamaita uku, munoti ndo zvega zviri kunetsa vanhu here izvozvo, nyaya dzamaposta nenyaya dzokumanikidzwa nana sabhuku kuti nda munovhota makadari? Ndo nyaya dzoga dzamuri kuona?
Sekutaura kwandakaita nemi sondo rapera, kuti kwandakaenda kumashonaland east, kune vamwe vaitaura nyaya yekuti tiri kunzi tikataura nevanhu hatizokwanisa kunge tichigadzikana kana sarudzo dzapera. Kumwe kutyisidzirwa ikoko kana ukataura, nekuti ndaiti ndikada kuedza kutaura nevanhu vaitoti tinosara tichipinda mudambudziko. Saka vanhu vanenge vakatyisidzirwa kuti vasataura nevatingati mastrangers. Kouya uyo nyaya yemaposta iyoyo, hunge nyaya tiri kunzwa kune vari kupikisa zvikuru vakazvimirira nevane vari kupikisa, vari mumapata anopikisa, vari kutaurawo nyaya yekuti maposta avo ari kubvarurwa, kana kuti panouya veZANU-PF vachiisa maposta avo pamusoro peanenge aripo. Ndakataura naDr Noah Manyika weBuild Zimbabwe Alliance, vakataura dambudziko iroro. Ndakataurawo navaPerkson Kazingizi veMDC Alliance, vakataurawo zvimwe chete. Asi veZANU-PF vari kuramba kuti aiwa, handizvo zvinenge zvichiitika, tinoisa posta panenge pakakodzera pasina munhu. Saka inyaya yekuti unenge watokwanisa kunge uchiwanikidza munhu achiita chinhu, kana kuti caught in the act, kuti ukwanise kuona kuti ichokwadi kana kuti kunyepa.
Asi in the last few days, how has the mood changed? Do you see any change in the mood of the people on the streets? Do you see any little spring in their walk or anything like that?
I see optimism one day, especially from MDC Alliance supporters. They are very optimistic that come 30th July, they will emerge, their party or their alliance will emerge the victor. And this is also what is coming from ZANU-PF. Today, I spoke with the ZANU-PF members. They were saying the same thing, that ZANU-PF has done a lot for people to acknowledge its presence, and they don't think that people ditch it come July 30th.
That's very interesting.
Oh, yes. So before we proceed, I think we are going to make some program changes on Monday. So I guess we'll be informing you as we go. Now, turning to you, Mr. Hartwell, how do you see the election panning out right now?
Right now, as Jongwa mentioned, there's a lot of positive optimism, I think, in the air. I think we should in part credit President Mnangagwa for opening this space a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, but there are also some other negative aspects that we do have to point out. I, for example, saw just before coming in here that the Election Resource Center mentioned earlier today that the voters' roll that civil society groups and political parties received earlier will not be the same one that will be used for the election.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's been, like, a lot of criticism of the voters' roll in the past. It's one of the issues that always comes up when you're going back to elections, you know, for almost the past two decades.
Mm-hmm.
Another issue I think that maybe we can discuss a bit further is the issue of the media. How balanced is the media? Mm-hmm. Because free and fair elections are not only about having a violence-free election. The absence of violence doesn't indicate that an election was free and fair.
Mm-hmm.
You also need other aspects to run smoothly. People have to have faith in the system that their vote would matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this issue of the ZEC is so important, the independence of ZEC and so on. But the issue of the media is very important. Have you seen the...
yes, we've seen the
latest study by MMPZ,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just mention two things there. When you're looking at ZANU-PF still receives 57% of coverage in terms of that's for both public and private media, whereas MDC Alliance, which I think we can all agree is one of the other big strong contenders in this race, only receives 15%. Of media coverage. That means that there's a lot of imbalance in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look specifically at public media coverage, ZBC, for example, which, as you know, plays a very important role in Zimbabwe, gives 40% of their coverage to ZANU-PF, whereas they only give 5% to the MDC Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some of these issues that I think have a more long-term impact. We can't just look at the election day itself and say this was a free and fair
That's
election.
What about positives?
Positives, we have to rewind a little bit, look at the registration process, for example. Many Zimbabweans were able to register for this election. I remember during the 2013 election, it was very complicated for a number of individuals to register. Especially in areas that were considered MDC strongholds, whereas in ZANU strongholds, it was much easier to register for those individuals. Mm-hmm. So that's very positive. And then just generally allowing the parties to campaign in areas where in the past they were not able to campaign, I think we also have to commend President Mnangagwa in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you view the post-election period, regardless of who emerges the winner? What do you see? Do you see anything in particular, regardless of who wins?
It's kind of hard for me to answer that question because I think who wins will obviously set the course in terms of what's going to happen. I don't know if you want me to mention three scenarios.
Yeah,
perhaps.
So let's reserve that for the best.
All right.
So now I guess we are going to make some program changes starting Monday. So just listen right now what we are going to do starting next Monday.
Asamben matuta siyo vota.
Asamben matuta siyo vota. Sivote nkululeko.
Nansi isaziso esiqhakathekileyo. Kuqala ngelanga lokhetho ngomvulo phela mhlaka 30 kulinyanga. Istudio 7 iza kwengezelela isikhathi sokusakaza ukuze silazise konke okuyabe kusenzakala mayelana ngokhetho. phezu kwezindaba zethu eziphuma ekuseni ngo 6 o'clock lezantambama ezika 7 sizabe sesilethulela njalo izindaba emini kusukela ngo 2 o'clock kusiya ku 5 o'clock kusukela ngomvulo khonapho kusiya kumhla ka 7 ngoncwabakazi sizabe sitholakala kumagagasi athi 909 kHz medium wave 15295 kHz la ku 17820 kHz. Kongozelani ku Studio 7 insuku zonke. Lizwe izindaba eziqotho mayelana ngokhetho lakho konke okwenzakalayo elizweni. I Studio 7 umsakazo wakho.
Asambeni thina kwedakithi tutasiyovota sifuteni kumasambeni.
Don't miss it, don't miss it, don't miss it. So, starting Monday, bantu bekhaya, don't miss the special programs. We are doing elections. So now, let's cross over to Jonga Kanemiri right now. So, Jonga, looking at what is going on the ground, is Zek ready?
So far, I've heard that Zek is ready. I was talking to some colleagues, some journalists who managed to travel to other centers, because that's the question that I was also asking them. That in previous elections, Zek was caught napping in some areas or provinces where ballot papers would arrive maybe by midday and people would start voting around 2 o'clock or so. But they were saying this time they tried to make sure that everything is on the ground. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure whether they have covered every inch or every blade of the grass. But so far, I'm hearing that they are trying their best.
And there are reports that there's an MP who was allegedly found with the ballot papers. Is that true? Have you heard that?
This is hearsay, Gibbs. I cannot confirm.
Yes. Okay, good. So maybe you can talk to Jonga.
Yes. Imimi makati muri mo Harare mamuri vajonga. Vanhu vamunotaura navo ngatitarisei vanhu vakaita sevari pamisika. Kwete varuma office. Vanhu vatinongoti the ordinary person. I don't know if there is such a person. Vanoti chikwa muri. Kana mukaita sezvo zvakaita pambare pamusika payapa. Vanoti chikwa muri.
Vanhu vazhinji vari kutarisira shanduko hwande. Zvikuru vauri kubvunza ivo vanorarama nekuzvishandira kuzvibatira nemaoko. Vanhu vakawanda vari kutarisira shanduko. Nokuti vanofunga kuti dzimwe nguva. Zvinhu zvikashanduka musi wa 30 July kunogona kuwanikwa mabasa makambani anowanikwa. Chimwe chiri kuitika ndechekuti munyika muno mari iri kunetsa. Vanhu vazhinji vari kushandisa inonzi eco cash. Saka imari inenge ingori mumhepo ichibva pane mumwe ichienda pane mumwe kuti wanyatsoibata nemaoko zvinhu zviri kunetsa. Saka ndozvimwe zvezvinhu zvavanenge vachitarisira kuti dzimwe nguva pakasarudzo dzikauya hurumende inenge yapinda inogona kuzenge ichigadzirisa zvinhu izvozvo kuti nyika inge ine mari yayo makambani achivhurwa. Vanhu vachiwana mabasa nyika ichigadzikana.
Ndoda kuudza vatereri vedu kuti kutangidza nomusi wemuvhuro tichange tichichinja zvirongwa mawisiro atinoita nenguva dzacho. Tinoda kuti muone zvatiri kuratidza iko zvinoizvi musakanganwa kuti kutangidza nomuvhuro tenge tichikuudzirai zvinhu zvakawanda pamusoro penyaya dzesarudzo. Tarisai muone.
Yechino ichi ziviso chakakosha. Kutanga nemusi wemuvhuro chikunguru 30, iro rinova zuva resarudzo. Studio 7 ichawedzera nguva yekutepenyura kuti tikuzivisei zvese zvinenge zvichiitika maererano nesarudzo. Pamusoro penhau dzedu dzemazuva ose makuseni kutanga nenguva dza 6 o'clock uye manheru nenguva dza 7 o'clock. Tichange tava kukupai nhau masikati kutanga nenguva dza 2 o'clock kusvika 5 o'clock. Kubva musi wa 30 chikunguru kusvika musi wa 7 nyamavhuvhu, tichange tichiwanikwa pamasaisai anoti 909 kHz medium wave, 15295 kHz nepa 17820 kHz. Teererai Studio 7. Nepfenyuro yenyu inotema isina kwayakarerekera ichikuzivisai nezvinenge zvabuda musarudzo.
So don't miss all these special programs. It shall be interesting, right?
Very interesting.
Mm, so
very
people shouldn't miss, right?
There is nothing so fascinating more than an election in any country. It's very, very fascinating, except that in some places, you know, there's a lot of violence and things like that. But otherwise, it's a very festive occasion. Yeah.
So now we are joined by Dr. Willard Mukaza of the Bethel Christian Party. He is based in the Midlands province and is one of the presidential aspirants. Dr. Mukaza, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
So tell people, who is Dr. Mukaza?
Dr. Mukaza is 43 years old. I was born here in Zimbabwe. I was born in Chitungwiza, where I grew up.
Uh-huh.
Then I went on to do my primary and secondary education. I did my primary in Chitungwiza and my secondary education in Rusununguko. Then I went for my degrees. I did my Bachelor of Laws Honours. I did a Master of Laws. And I also did a doctorate in law, which I specialized in combating corruption in the awarding of government contracts, which is generally known as public procurement.
Why did you decide to become one of the presidential candidates?
It was a vision that God gave me as far back as 2005. So I've just been pursuing that, and everything that I've gone through over the years was in preparation for this particular moment.
And then, Jwande?
Dr. Pan, vanhu vari kukwidza vazhinji tiri kuona kuti vari kutora zita ramwari vari kupinza chitendero mukati menyaya dzavo idzi handisandaona zvakadai before asi iko zvine zvitiri kuona vazhinji vachitaura pamusoro pokuti mwari nguva dzese kana vachitaura nenyaya dzezvinangwa zvavo zvematongero enyika imwe munofunga kuti chii chiri kukonzera izvi.
Ndinofunga kuti nguva yamwari chayo chayo mukati menyika yedu yakwana. Vanhu vari kuona ivo kuti mafambisirwo ezvekutungamira nyika zvakaisa mwari kunze. Tingati politics dzedu dzakabuditsa mwari kunze zvakanyanya. Vanhu ndokubva vawana nguva yekunamata kuburikidza nematambudziko akauya nekuisa mwari kunze kwemaissues egovernance edu. Saka matambudziko atasangana nawo senyika ndo azoita kuti vanhu vachiona kuti no, zvingatotibetsera pana pakupa mwari nzvimbo yake izere mukati mezvematongerwo enyika. Saka ndiri kuona kuti vanhu venyika ino vagadzirira zvizhinji, uye vari kuona kuti system yemunyika ino yegovernance inondoda mwari pachake kuti apindire. Saka chinhu chinondifadzawo nechinofadza vazhinji kuti zita ramwari riiswe pamberi, ende tinodaira kuti vari kuriisa pamberi zita ramwari iri zviitwe zvichibva pamwoyo, nekuti mwari anoona atingati mamotives kana iri wrong motive zviya zviya, mwari haasisapote zvinhu zvakadaro. But tikatungamidzwa zita ramwari, vanhu vachirevesa mwari anotibetsera senyika, even mabato anenge ari paya mwari anopindira, zvisiri zvekuda kubata vanhu kumiso, nekuti mwari haasisapote zvinhu zvakadaro.
Thank you so much, Dr. Willard Mukaza. He's one of the presidential aspirants, and he belongs to a party called the Bethel Christian Party. Now we are joined by Honorable Joseph Chuma of the ruling ZANU-PF Party. He is in Bulawayo. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Is your party ready to celebrate on after the elections?
I've actually at the farm today trying to pick one of the fattest beasts there to get it ready for slaughtering, so that we will celebrate our resounding victory come the 30th of July.
Some people will say, you know, you are prematurely celebrating Honorable Chuma. So you are very confident you are going to win.
Yes, look, we have done our groundwork. We have been with the people. ZANU-PF under the new disposition has really shown a great change. And the trajectory is so much that everyone is seeing light at the end of the tunnel. We are definitely pressing up for a huge change, a change which is collective, a change which is embracing to everybody, a change which is tolerance for everybody, regardless of race or color or tribe or country, whatever. We are saying this new Zimbabwe is a Zimbabwe that is going to be encompassing everybody globally, and that way is the only way that we can resuscitate even our industry. So people are seeing that we are now past that political independence drunkenness. We are now in the economical independence movement, and that is the movement that we really need, because we kept on dwelling a lot in the past about our history, about our liberation and everything. Then we forgot that we need to move on now and consolidate on the economical front.
Yeah, what are you talking?
As you know, that today the president is actually in South Africa meeting members of BRICS. That's the way to go. That's the way to move forward. So people know that.
Kodwa ke abantu bakhuluma Juma bathi inkinga ekhona Juma ibandla lezanuPF lehluleka ukubusa kanti sikula ama bond notes okunye njalo abantu abala dollar even esikhwameni abanye izikhwama sezazabhoboka inxa yokuthi vela azithwali lutho. So ke kuyini okwenza ukuthi uthi abantu bangalivotela sibi Juma?
Right, in job and future, ngaphambilini. Konke lokho okukhumayo kuliqiniso sithi kuyenzakala kukhona, siyakubona imali iyahlupha, into azimanga kuhle. Kodwa imbangela yangkhona size sayibamba, sayisusa November 17 last year, sangena ku-new dispensation le entsha ekhangele ukuvulela indlu. Konke lokhu kubangele ukuthi bese sizigombolozele sodwa, sazivalela emgodleni, sathi thina England ihlala khona ngale, America ihlala khona ngale, sazenza thina abantu abangaphila bebodwa. Khonokwana kwasibulala, so kunazelelekile khonokho. Manje khangela umongameli omutsha u-Emerson Mnangagwa, mna ngakho ubuye le story esitsha esikuthi asivuleni iZimbabwe, asibizeni wonke umuntu siphathisele entweni le, ngoba i-industry ayingeke wayivula vele ithiwani ngekho lapho yokunamanga, awungeke wayivula ngoba uzayivula njani? Imishini yakhona ivela khona le kibo, ama-parts ama-staples avela khona le kibo. So kona nxa ungasekho labo uzakwenza njani? Manje anto abona amakhiwa wonke lawa aseqile aseme ngemuva kwakhe uMnangagwa, sebefuna ukuxhasa yena ngokwakhe. Manje ngokuba kwabo njalo phela ngemva kwakhe, uzabona vele kudlula umhlakazethu, uzabona ontuduziyathu ngasebuyele back to i-status sakusuthi ukuthi abona siyakontuduziyathu ngempela aezasevula amathethi bathela nenzi hayi qasisani ukulungisiza lincedisa ngapha esithi kansili lithing izitend lithuke ngale manda ngale sesifuna ukuthina abantu bayosebenza
linalisiyabongela
ngapha lapho okumele likhonzile khona ngale ukuthi kushaya umsebenzi abantu beqhatshwe.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Baba Goleje. What he's saying is that you know, all the problems that Zimbabwe is facing today is because of former President Robert Mugabe and his government. So he says, you know, President Emerson Mnangagwa now is engaging almost everybody. And he says even some white people are backing him. So he's praying that they're going to win. He's very confident, by the way. He has already selected a beast to slaughter after the elections. So he's ready to celebrate. Bye-bye.
Mr. Atwell, I've got two questions for you, but I'll put them together. What trend have you noticed up to this point? I think you have been watching the political situation in Zimbabwe for some time. Did you see any trend, any common, any trend up to this point? And what would you think are the strongest points of these two front runners up to this date?
In terms of trends, do you want me to compare different elections or?
Just give us an idea. As to how the people think.
Sure.
Under certain circumstances. Like
sure. In terms of this election, I mean there are some similarities with previous elections, and some of the same issues come up. But as I mentioned earlier, there seems to be more space. The most important factor that has to do with that is the fact that we had a coup in November, and therefore, President Mnangagwa has to try and legitimize himself and those surrounding him. And so he's had to open up the space. He also has to open the space because if Zimbabwe wants to move forward, it needs to re-engage with the rest of the world. And he has done that quite successfully up to now. He has, he's talking the talk. The question is, will he walk the walk? And that only time will tell. In terms of, your second question related to scenarios? Your second question, can you just repeat
that? I was saying, what would you say are the strongest points the strengths of either of the two front runners?
The strengths for Mnangagwa, it has to do with his experience will come into play. He has been part of ZANU-PF for a very long time. He knows the party inside out. I looked at some photos last night, and I saw a photo of Mnangagwa, a very young Mnangagwa, standing right next to Robert Gabriel Mugabe in January 1980, during the first time that ZANU was able to campaign in Zimbabwe. So we're talking about someone who knows and understands politics in Zimbabwe. Another strength of his, he has very strong links to the security sector. That's also the reason why he's president today. And then he has state resources at his disposal. So he was able to award, for example, salaries of 20%.
Yeah, we've had a bit of noise on that issue of being able to distinguish between party property and government property.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think for voters that's not always so easy to distinguish those, but, you know, it matters. And someone actually emailed me last night and said, you know, my sister is very happy because she received this massive pay increase. This guy is going to deliver. So it sends the message that he's ready to do business. In terms of the other candidate, because quite frankly, this is a two-horse race, as I've described it previously, at least according to Afrobarometer, is Nelson Chamisa. His strength is that he's young. He might bring the urban vote to the table, and the biggest plus for him is that a large percentage of the Zimbabwean population who will be voting are young individuals. 60% of the 5.4 million voters on the new register are under 50 years old. So he's also a very good campaigner, as I've mentioned in previous shows. And he's good with some of these campaigns. So those are his major strengths.
Let's just cross over to Chonga Karimiri for just a few minutes. Chonga, are you still on the line? Hello, Chonga.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. So tell us a bit about the last minute campaigns and whether people are going to vote or not.
Okay, before I go to that, I just want to announce that today the Eminent Persons Observer Mission under the Election Support Network of Southern Africa, it arrived in the country today, and it's headed by former Secretary General of SADC, Dr. Thomas Salomao. I think you remember the name, and he's from Mozambique. And the mission comprises of 23 eminent persons from Southern Africa, and then Zimbabwe, one of the team's deputy team leaders, is none other than Father Fidelis Mukonori. And they announced that they are going to start working on the pre-election preparedness of ZEC. That's one development. And coming to your question of whether people are ready, I think people are ready. When I was walking on the street in Harare, somebody noticed my ZEC press card and came to me and asked me that whether it's true that people should carry their own pencils to the polling stations because he thought I'm a ZEC official. Then I said, I'm not really sure, but they have to check with their political parties or ZEC. But it means people, wherever they are, they want to know what to do on the day of election.
Yes, and I think we've got another guest, and that is Honorable Tabita Kumalo. She may respond to that question. Honorable Kumalo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, two things, very quick ones. One, is your party ready? And secondly, if you can respond to what Chonga is saying about carrying pencils or pens or something else to the polls.
We have always been ready. Our greatest challenge was the machinations of ZANU-PF. Having said that, the issue of the pens, whether perception, whether it's the truth, that is what people have on the ground. So there's nothing wrong with anybody carrying their pen. If we have a strong feeling that when you get there and vote for Advocate Chamisa on number 2, the ink will migrate to number 15. So I don't see anything wrong with that, unless if they're telling us the pens that Zeke has brought are so special that if you use another pen, it won't work.
Yeah, what does your one mutter humble point in a palio, Macuman? Who's that one? Who be pencil? Come home to you. Got one, bro.
Mazinda Pama say, Upumen, meaning a man, the Utaki Pope, Upali, Pepe, who won't put here, who want to figure who poofy, who figure Yale Upali, so Miss Aunyao, Upali, and a Pasunyao, as a school in this school, who we had a foot to Zamukupala, who got Fagukawak.
Makumalo, are you going to take a pen, or you are just going to see when you get there? Are you going to carry a pen yourself?
I'm definitely going to carry a pen, or a parka, for goodness sake. We are not taking any chances because they failed to prove to us that the perception that we have, that the ink migrates, and prove to us beyond any reasonable doubt that there's nothing like that. So we are going into the voting booth with that perception, and we will take the necessary measures from our point of view, wrong or right, and from the point of view of Zimbabwe, wrong or right, to make sure that that ink will not migrate.
Thank you so much, Honorable Kumalo. Let's go to yes. Dr. Willard
Mugadza. Dr. Mugadza, Muripo. Dr. Mugadza.
Yes, ndiripo.
Yeah. Munonzwa vanhu vachitaura mazuva anaya vachingoti ZANU-PF neMDC Alliance ndidzo dziri mberi. Imi munozviona sei? How is your message yenyu iri kusvika here kuvanhu? Uyezve kana kuchinzi ZANU-PF neMDC Alliance ndidzo dzakatungamira dziri mberi kwedzimwe dzese, imi munofungei naizvozvo?
Ini ndinofunga kuti kana tichizvitarisa panyama chinenge chiri chokwadi kuti ZANU-PF neMDC ndodziri pamberi. Asi mukada kuzvitarisa neziso remweya munozviona kuti kazhinji kacho mukatarisa kune vanodaira kana vachinzwisisa Bhaibheri, pane nguva dzekuti kune vamwe vakatanga kuenda kuhondo kunorwisa Goriath. David akazosarawo teera kumashure, asi ndiye akanga aine unyanzvi hwekukunda hondo yakanga yanetsa Israeri. Saka tinoti isusu vakatanga unoita kunge sevakawanda kana pari panyama, asi kana taakuzotarisa kukundiswa kunoitwa naMwari, munhu anononoka kuya kumashure kazhinji ndiye anoiswa naMwari atingati mastrategies ekuti nyika iyambuke. Ndosaka isusu muri kuona kuti bato redu isusu hatizi kuzviidentify seopposition political party nekuda kwekuti donzvo redu kana kuti yatingati mandate yedu ndeyekuti tiri kunidza kuti chikristu chedu chitibetsere kuumba nyika. Makristu ari kuMDC, ari kuZANU-PF nemakristu asina mapato vanova ndivo vakatowandisa kune vari muZANU nevari muMDC. Saka isusu meseji yedu iri kusvika kuvanhu ende iri kugamuchirwa zvakanaka, nekuti tiri kuti nyika inoi ipfuurire mberi. We need all of us. Chii chiri kutibatanidza? Chinhu one chete kwezvino chinobatanidza munhu wese across the country, chikristu. Ndo patakamira ipapo kuti ngatishandise chikristu chedu, tibatane, tivhotere Dr. Willard Mugadza sapresident wenyika inoi, kuti tikwanise kupfuudza nyika pamberi tisingati vamwe uku vamwe uku, nekuti hakuna bato riri kuzokwanisa kuumba nyika inoiri riri rimwe chete. Tese tinofanira kuti tibatirane, ende chinhu chinotibatanidza chinhu one chete chiri across the board chinova chikristu chedu.
Tinotenda chaizvo. For the benefit of Mr. Hartwell, Dr. Mugadza here is saying that he is aware of ZANU-PF and, you know, the MDC alliance being touted as the front runners.
Yeah.
But that doesn't worry him. He says it might look appear that way, but in reality, things can just go, you know, either way. And he goes to give the example of Goliath, David and Goliath, that legions of armies went to fight Goliath and they didn't succeed. And then he just showed up and, you know, he managed to do the job that armies failed to do.
Mm. So let's get a caller right now. I think we've got a caller on the line. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila
baba, kunjani? Kakhulu Ndlovu. Akutsho Ndlovu ukuthi ukhetho usulungiselele yini ungapi kathesi?
South Africa, angilungiselelanga kodwa ngiyajabula ukuthi kuyavoto.
Yes, so ke uthini ngakhona ukuthi kuyavoto?
Mina ngibona ke zezikhona into abantu abangayikhulumi icace. Mina engikushiwo ngithi mina abantu mabaphume bevoto. Njengoba nje amaphathi akhona, ngicabanga ukuthi uba uthume usasekhona lapha ngithi.
Yebo, khona, yebo.
Yebo, abantu mabephume ngempela bayevota njengokwami ngithi mina abantu mabephume bevotela ubaba uMnangagwa kanye nama-MP namakhansela wabo kuneyo province yabo. Ngenxa yokuthi ngiyabeza abantu bakhala ukuthi iZANU yabulala ilizwe. Kodwa mabakhumbule ukuthi iZANU manje ingene esigabeni sesi-4 uma ngikhawunta. Four. Leli lizwe liqale libuswa yiZANU nezafo, angithi? Isigaba sokuqala lesi. Kwabuya isigaba sokubili sokuhlanganisa iZANU nezafu zabumba eyinye iZANU eyayingasiyona leya ngisho ngomqondo yabantu ngoba lakuthitha umqondo akuthinti bantu. Yisigaba sesibili leso esasithandwa ngabantu bonke eZimbabwe neZimbabwe yayidivelopha nami ngangiyithande ngaleso sikhathi yayi-right. Kwafika-ke isikhathi angathi noma yithi kukushoneni kwababa uJoshua Nkomo ngazi ukuthi noma ngithini iZANU yangena kwesinye isigaba futhi sokufana ne-MDC, isigaba sesithathu lesi esasesibuswa yiZANU embi, hayenhle embi ekuthi ifane naleya iZANU yayibusa nezaphi iZANU yejongwe, hayi le e-unit nabonkomo nabobabuthuma manje le yayisimbi ngipela. So yayisibusa abantu kabi. So manje isingene kwesinye isigaba iZANU yesifone ekhona la abantu abaku-accepte loko ukuthi njengoba zonke lezi stage zasihamba ziba khona namanje iZANU izotshintsha yenza izinto kahle, abayibhotele. I know izotshintsha yenza izinto kahle, angeke izifane nale yayibusa ngomgaba unkomo eseshonile, angeke izifane.
Yes, siyabonga,
inomehluko omkhulu kakhulu.
Sibonge kakhulu Ndlovini, ungathilelwa kusasa Ndlovu.
Okay, ngiyabonga
kithi. So for the benefit of those that don't understand the Ndebele language, so what Ndlovu is saying is that the Mnangagwa government is totally different from all these ZANUs that you've seen. You know, it starts by relating, you know, since independence, the different paradigms. So he says the ZANU-PF that was a little bit bad is no longer the same ZANU today. So he says vote for this one and their MPs. Vote for President Mnangagwa and vote for, you know, his MPs and all that kind of thing. So maybe we can go first to Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, are you still there? Yeah, Baba Chuma, I think you heard Ndlovu saying that, you know, people should vote for your party. Why should people really vote for ZANU-PF, Honorable Ndlovu? Honorable Chuma.
I think Mr. Ndlovu aptly put it to say that there's been some transformations within ZANU-PF itself. And the change that people have been crying for is exactly the change that has happened now within ZANU-PF itself, comparing it from the ZANU-PF of yesteryears. So this one that we are in now, that started in November, is a ZANU-PF that is a will to better everybody's prospect. You see, this is the kind of ZANU-PF which does not discriminate, which is tolerant, which is building. So that this is ZANU-PF which will only take us in one direction, and that direction is prosperity. Because it has never happened, and I'm sure you know, for all these other elections that have been happening, there's been a lot of violence, there's been a lot of misbehavior, but this time around, we've had a very peaceful a moment. Of course, you find one or two scenes here and there, which is very unfortunate. Mm. But in overall, this ZANU-PF that we're in now is ZANU-PF that wants to build, that wants to transform and make sure that we all have better lives.
Yeah, go to again, once again, to move on, Zani. Sibinqa ukhangela umuntu sibele fa uX wakhe uyabe ifa uX eqinisile kumbe ukukhona ozayenzakala njengokho lokukhulunywa khona uMakhumalo othi uX ungamfaka ngapho uyeqe ngale ngamafutshane Juma 1 minute.
Lokwana ngamaphupho nje yazi kwesikhathi uyadingisa ukuthi kambe shansi sifunde kangaka abantu becawa into ezinjalo shuwa wawungawubona ngapho kolo ukuthi wena kulekulekulephepha ukuthi ungabhala u-X lapha ayiqaye ngale shuwashuwa.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu Golide.
Yikudinga nje ukuthi wena nxa umuntu esedlule esiqala ukuqala ngento ezinjalo kodwa akunanto enjalo engenzakala.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much. He says that migrating X could be some theory, so he doesn't understand why people can think about it in the first place. Maybe let's cross over to Jonga.
Yes, Jonga, mataura nenyaya ya father Mkonori. So kuona kwenye mimi, chimiro chao kuwanu. Chaka dini, mucharangari basara wakaita, pakaita, pakachinja urumende, pakawaya mauto, kutawara kwa wanga wachita wachenda, kunokoko wachikadirisa zunu. Maziso avanhu Father Mkonori vanganzi vari kudivi ripi vanopomekwa kuti vari kudiviro here kana kuti kudiviro kana kuti vanoonekwa somunhu ari pakati akamirira chokwadi asingaitiri zvokufadza ZANU-PF kana kuti masoja kana kuti MDC pfungwa dzenyu dzakamirawo sei ipapo.
Handigona hangu tinenge ndichipindurira vana veZimbabwe taronoka kuti vanovaona sei. Asi ndichitarisa muchikwata chavari, chikwata chevanhu vanoremekedzeka kana kuti vanonyarikana vemuAfrica, vemuSouthern Africa. Saka kuvewo kwavo muchikwata imomo kuratidza kuti vanenge vachionekwa semunhu anenge asina divi raanorerekera. Ndo zvimwe zvinoita kuti nditarisire kuti vana veZimbabwe vanenge vachiremekedza basa rinenge richiitwa naFather Mkonori.
So Jonga, what is going to happen between today and election day, if you can just give us a rundown?
Tomorrow, Gibbs, the MDC Alliance is going to hold its final campaign rally in Harare. They call the place Freedom Square. That is just outside the CBD by the Harare International Conference Center. I've never been there, but I think I will find out the place tomorrow. And ZANU-PF will also hold its final campaign at the National Sports Stadium. I think the time is all the same when the leaders of these two movements are expected to speak to their supporters.
And where are they going to vote? Let's say President Mnangagwa, Mr. Nelson Chamisa, and others. Do you have a diary for that? What are they saying?
We are still trying to gather where they are going to vote, but so far what I've heard is that ZANU-PF presidential candidate, who is also the president of Zimbabwe, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa is going to vote in Midlands, where he is registered as a voter. That is what I have gathered. And also, initially I had heard that Mr. Advocate Chamisa was going to vote in his home area. But later, somebody from the party told me that he is expected to vote from his base in Kwazana constituents.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jonga.
Yes, yes. For the other candidates, we are yet to get full information on their whereabouts.
Yes, I think Mr. Mkaza will tell us exactly where he's going to vote because he's here with us. So, Mr. Atwell, what are the possible outcomes of the presidential election?
Thank you for that question. What you have to remember is how do we construct these scenarios? Because basically you have over 100 parties participating in this election and 23 candidates or so. And so there are many different scenarios. What I'll give you are three scenarios. And basically, I've developed those in accordance with Afrobarometer statistics, you know, that provides some sort of a mood of what's happening in Zimbabwe. The first scenario is a scenario where ZANU-PF wins. And in that scenario, the old guard's interest will be protected. Mm-hmm. I think depending on how free and fair the election will be, will mm-hmm. depend whether the Zimbabwean economy will grow stronger, whether investors will return. We'll have to see what particularly the EU, for example, and SADC will say in terms of the election process and mm-hmm. so on. Mm-hmm. The second scenario is a scenario where Nelson Chamisa and the MDC alliance takes the cake. I'm afraid in a scenario like that, I think it will be rejected by the security sector. They might fear losing their interest. They might be fear being prosecuted and so on. Mm-hmm. I think there will then be a need for SADC and AU to intervene. In the past, SADC, you know, has not done that much where elections have not been free and fair.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen a change in Zimbabwe in terms of ZANU. We haven't seen a change of SWAPO in Namibia or the ANC in South Africa and the MPLA in Angola.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so that's something to watch out for. And then there's a third scenario where both Chamisa and Mnangagwa failed to secure 50% plus one vote.
Mm-hmm.
And in a scenario like that, we'll see a runoff election on the 8th of September, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I'm afraid, we might see a situation that might resemble something we've seen in 2008, where there was delays a runoff election. Maybe delays in announcement, but also then in the run-up to the presidential election, to the 8th, we might see the mood change completely in Zimbabwe. Right now, people are happy. They feel there is some form
of
freedom.
That's what actually happened in 2008, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. So, so that is a scenario. So, in out of the three scenarios I gave you,
mm-hmm.
and there could be other scenarios also. I'm just giving you some.
That's right.
But in two of those scenarios, we might see another GNU situation, a government of national unity,
mm-hmm.
and that is also a real possibility.
That's right. Thank you so much, Leon. Our time is running very fast. So maybe let's go to Honorable Joseph Chuma one day, then we'll go to Honorable Tabitha Kumalo. So let's give them about a minute each to respond to what one of our guests is saying.
Comrade Chuma, manza shwataro na Mr. Hartwell. Munoz, when I say my scenarios are taurai, Munoz, Mr. Hartwell, this one was in response to one of the scenarios that you just painted, and he's saying that the only scenario there is a ZANU-PF win,
yeah.
And he reiterated that he has indeed gone and collected the beast
for celebration.
Slaughter for celebration.
Honorable Kumalo, are you still there? So let's hear from Honorable Kumalo. Makumalo, liza ngoba yini uzwile lapho ekhuluma ke umnumzane Hartwell.
Loko kakudingi nyanga. Sile 38 years, labantu abale 38 years, ngikhuluma kunjenje okuthiwa yi-payslip abakwazi. Uchuma angikwazi ukuthi useZimbabwe yiphi. Laba bantwana sebesiya kupentsheni ngendaba yezanu ukuthi kabasebenzi. Sikhuluma kunjenje bagcwele egoli abantwa bethu. Sibabona sebebuya sebefake kuma-plastic bag sebefile ngendaba yokuthi bayedinga imali. Ilizwe elinjani elifuna sizala khona abantwana thina njengomama. Sibakhulise sibambise ezikolo bathi sebegraduate bema-university bayethengisa ama-toothpick babaleke elizweni labo baye kwelinye ilizwe besiyadinga impilakahle ayisilo lizwe. IZANU seyadla for 38 years sokwanele esindebeleni kuthiwa kusina kudedelwana.
Siyabonga.
basitshele ukuthi Zimbabwe is open for business. Owayivalayo iZimbabwe naleyo mbani?
Yes, siyabonga Makhumalo, siyabonga kakhulu. 1 minute isijayele. So what Honorable Khumalo is saying is ZANU-PF time is up, so it's now time for change. Literally, that's what she's saying. Dr. Willard Mugadza, it seems as if you are being left out of the dining table. I think maybe people are deceiving themselves, right? You are in for a shock. You know, you are going to shock the world.
They're in for a huge surprise because I respect the submissions that have been put forward.
Yeah.
I am a learned person, and I appreciate the polls and everything. Mm-hmm. And I want to say to our guest, I think his name is Atul, if I got his name correctly. There are actually 55 political parties, not over 100, which mm-hmm. means already his analysis might be a bit skewed if he's looking at it from over 100 political parties. Mm-hmm. So for his own benefit, there are only 55 political parties now. What I also want to say is from the scenarios that he has spoken about, there is a God scenario, and God is going to give us a candidate, and that candidate is me. Why? Because God is going to give us a candidate who is acceptable to both parties, mm-hmm. MDC and ZANU-PF, a candidate who is neutral in this election, and that will be a win for Zimbabwe. I've already heard the other guests saying there's going to be a winner and a loser. God is going to give us a candidate where the nation becomes the victor, not mm-hmm. particular political parties. If we are going to continue with a win-loser mentality, the word of God says a nation or a kingdom that is divided cannot stand. And I'm telling you now, you are going to call me on the 5th of August and you say, Dr. Willard, God has surprised the nation. And we are saying under our government, we are proposing, we are going to have 12 ministers mm-hmm. and we are going also to reduce the provincial councils. Already the constitution provides for 30 provincial members within the provincial council. And we are going to reduce that number to 12. So each
Thank
province,
you. Mm.
The provincial council is going to be made up of 12 people. So it's going to be a God scenario, and God is going to give us a candidate who is me, Willard Mugadza. I'll become the president of the country just after the election on the 30th of July. And I'll be voting in Chitungwiza, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Let's go straight to Chunga Karimiri for a roundup. Just his parting words.
Yes. Vakandemiri, tibudzewo mashoko mashomanana zvamunotarisira mazuva mashomanana iwa tisati tasvika pamusi wesarudzo.
Zvikuru zvatinotarisira kana zviri kutarisirwa nevakawanda kuno hwande ndezvekungoti vanotarisira kuti sarudzo ichaitwa kana dzichaitwa murunyararo. Vatatichitaura navo vamwe vangu vachitopa muenzaniso wekuti runyararo ruriko ruchasvika musi wesarudzo runokunda runyararo rwakanga ruriko musarudzo dzakaitwa 1980. Ndo zvinhu zviri kutarisirwa nevakawanda, asi vamwe vari kutya kuti dzimwe nguva zvikaenda nepamwe vanhu vanohwina kana kukunda musarudzo vasiri vezanupf dzimwe nguva pana kana kuita dambudziko votyira kudzokororwa kwezvakaitika muna 2008.
Thank you so much, Chonga Kandemiri, and I think he has done a good job there.
Exactly.
So, Leon, you know what Chonga is saying is that it's so peaceful.
Yeah.
You know, people are thinking that maybe this is the time when Zimbabwe gained its independence.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of mood.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, do you expect the election to be smooth, you know, on Monday, or there could be delays in voting and all those kind of things? Just a few words.
In brief, you know, there's this saying that we have in Africa, if two elephants fight, it's the grass that gets trembled.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're to believe some of the polls, it might be a close race. And if that's the case, we might see some friction in the process. I think in terms of the electoral process, I think overall it I'm hoping it would be smooth. You know, there are many observers and so on, but there are also 11,000 plus polling stations.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows whether there can be ballot stuffing and so on.
Yes.
But I'm just not 100% convinced that this current government would be willing to give it up if the moment of truth comes to that. You know, in a situation where there was a coup in order to keep the current group in power.
So we thank all our guests today, including our reporter Chonga Kandemiri in Harare. Leon Hartwell, an independent political commentator. He was also a special advisor at the Netherlands Embassy in Zimbabwe. And then we thank Dr. Willard Mukadza, who belongs to the Bethel Christian Party. He's a presidential candidate. Honorable Joseph Chuma Opelanda Obama is the current MP and is contesting. And then Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, we say thank you to you all. So now, before we part, there's a message that is from Sisa. Sisa says, we hope for the best for Zimbabwe. Mm. So maybe those are big words, but people are actually hoping for the best. And signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying goodbye and have a lovely, lovely weekend.
And I'm Chanono Kawande. Until we see you again next time, please take care. We'll see you again very soon. Good night.